Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson I think is very important. The title is called Why Community College. Now, a lot of people think that after they graduate from senior high school, the next step is university. Well, we're going to be learning about another kind of school, community college, and why someone thinks it could be a possibility and it could be important or a good choice. Now, what are some reasons why you think it's important to go to college? Or what are some things to consider when you are thinking about attending a university?
Well, it is a good idea to go to college to further your education, continue learning, and it can help you to get a good job. Mm-hmm. But some of the things you want to think about when deciding which school to go to is what you are interested in. What major do you want to go into? What do you want to study? Another important one is, how much will it cost? Will you be able to pay for that school? Or is there another school with a good program mm-hmm. that is less expensive?
Those are good things to think about. Something that I thought about when I was choosing between two universities was what had a better program for the things I was interested in. Also, who was close by? I ended up going to a university that was close to some relatives of mine. So there are many different things you might consider. But why community college? Let's get started with today's lesson.
Why community college? Do you have to start at a four-year university? Before we moved to the U.S., we did some research regarding the children's future studies. My elder daughter, Michelle, had just graduated from high school. What would be her best choice for a college education? After much discussion, we decided on community college. Why did we make this choice? Many think community colleges are only for senior citizens after retirement. Well, yes and no. Most community colleges provide lifelong learning opportunities for people from all walks of life. They offer some non-credit courses like art and computer skills for those interested in personal enrichment.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. In this month's Living in America article, we join former Studio Classroom staff Pauline as her and her family decide on whether a four-year college or community college is the best option for their daughter. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Retirement. Retirement is a noun. Erin hopes to travel around the world after her retirement. Credit. Credit is a noun. Will you receive credit for the classes you are taking when you're studying abroad? Associate's degree. Associate's degree is a noun. Timothy hopes to receive his associate's degree from the local community college this summer. Bachelor's degree. Bachelor's degree is a noun. That company only hires people with a bachelor's degree or higher. Your more information words are enrichment. Enrichment is a noun. Certificate. Certificate is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, today's article does ask an interesting question. Why community college? Sometimes you might see this question being asked, why something. It's not really a full sentence or a full question, but it means, why go to community college? Or why did you choose to go to community college? Mm-hmm. Many people respond to this question with, why not? Why not go to community college? Or why not do something else?
That's right. So you could respond just by saying, why not? It was a good choice. Well, we see another question there at the beginning. Do you have to start at a four-year university? Do you have to go and do something that most everybody else is doing or what everyone is telling you to do? Everyone encourages people to go to university after graduating from high school, but community college could be a good choice.
That's right, and we start reading in our article, before we moved to the U.S., we did some research regarding the children's future studies. Well, this is a very good idea. If you're going to be moving, you want to make sure that there are good education options where you are going.
That's right. So they did some research regarding the children's future studies. Now, when I see the word studies, I usually use it as a verb. I'm studying or I'm doing my homework. But here we see it as a noun. So your studies can refer to your schooling of some kind or your education, future education.
That's right. And we learn that the author says, my elder daughter, Michelle, had just graduated from high school. So it sounds like Michelle will be planning on going to college or university. But what would be her best option? Gabe, what does the next question say?
Well, what would be her best choice for a college education? That's right, it is an option. She has many options to choose from. And we continue. After much discussion, we decided on community college. Carolyn, I like this. It's not just that her daughter Michelle decided or that her parents made the decision. It says we decided.
That's right. So they discussed the options. They talked about them. Well, where would you like to go? What do you want to study? What are your goals? And also what the parents' concerns were as well. So there was open discussion. They talked about the different options and decided on community college.
And why did we make this choice? We continue. Many think community colleges are only for senior citizens after retirement. Well, I guess that's something that a lot of people think when they think about community colleges. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, retirement. Now, retirement is when someone is elderly, they're getting older, and they no longer work. They are retired. They're in their retirement years.
That's right. So retirement is what you do after you finish working. Usually it is related to age, or maybe you get hurt on the job and you need to retire. So a lot of people think that community colleges are for people who are retired or for senior citizens after retirement.
That's right. Now I want to correct myself. I said retirement is for elderly people. Actually, I know some people who have retired early, at an early age. They just stopped working and they can retire. Well, we see a response here to this idea. Pauline writes, well, yes and no. And I think we're going to learn more about this phrase or this kind of sentence in the information cloud.
When we're young, our lives are simple and we have simple ways of categorizing our life experiences.
A behavior is either right or it's wrong. An event is either fun or boring. An answer is either yes or no. Never is it a little yes and a little no.
Right. But as we grow older, the day arrives when we realize life really isn't as simple as that.
For you, that day might be today when our author tells us the correct response to a statement is both yes and no at the same time. So how does that work?
Okay, yes and no sounds like a contradiction, but it's really just a phrase that indicates the topic being discussed is more misunderstood, ambiguous, or complicated than it appears.
Now, if you ever use the yes and no response, you're signaling to your listeners or your readers that more clarification is coming.
So, after your yes and no response, be ready to do some explaining. Start by going through the yes reasons and then move on to the no reasons, just as our author does in the remainder of the second paragraph.
当我们问一个问题时，我们期待的答案应该不外乎是 yes 或 no。但如果对方回答 yes and no，那又是什么意思呢？今天的课文讲到，许多人认为社区大学只收退休后的银发族。作者接着说 ,well, yes and no. Yes and no 就是是但是不尽然。意思就是你所说的只有部分正确但也有不正确的地方。因此当我们听到 yes and no 之后，一定会接着听到更详尽的说明，告诉我们哪里正确，哪里不正确。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次与你关见。
Yes and no. So while it may be true, there are some other things that need to be considered or thought about. And we continue reading. Most community colleges provide lifelong learning opportunities for people from all walks of life. So not just people who have retired or are senior citizens, but people from all walks of life. And we see a nice phrase in there. It provides lifelong learning opportunities. So let's look at that. Gabe, what does it mean to have lifelong learning?
Well, I like this idea. The idea is that we never stop learning. In a sense, we are students for life. I know some people don't like the idea of being called a student. I'm working now. I have a PhD. But hey, you might be a student for life because you can continue learning. And that's what this idea is, lifelong learning.
That's right. So there are always opportunities to continue learning something new. It's not really possible for you to know everything there is, so you can continue to get an education at community colleges no matter what walk of life you are from. And this is a great phrase that Liz would like to tell us some more about in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. Thanks for joining me here. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. Most community colleges provide lifelong learning opportunities for people from all walks of life. That's our Grammar Tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase at the end of the sentence, all walks of life. It's an expression we use to mean people from all social, economic, or ethnic groups. So, going back to today's sentence, the writer is saying that most community colleges provide learning opportunities for anyone. Use this phrase, all walks of life, when you want to talk about a situation that involves all kinds of people. For example, at any major international airport, you can see people from all walks of life. Or, going to the public park is a great place to see people from all walks of life. If you want to see some more example sentences, then check out today's Grammar Tip section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. While we continue learning about community colleges, they offer some non-credit courses like art and computer skills for those interested in personal enrichment. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is credit. Now, at a university, you are trying to accomplish and achieve something, and to do that, you need to have credits and pass your classes, and each of those classes has a certain amount of credits.
That's right. So usually at a college or university, 1 hour of class is equal to 1 credit for that class. And many classes are 3 credits, so you have 3 hours of class in 1 week. Mm-hmm. And a lot of places, it's normal for you to have 15 credits for a semester, or you have 15 hours of class in 1 week. But these are non-credit courses, so you don't get a credit when you take them.
That That's right. It's just for personal enrichment. And enrichment is just something that makes you a better person, something that exercises your brain in some area. Well, it's time for us to take a break. But before that, let's visit Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 credit 这个名词。Credit 在这里是指学校的学分，例如 English literature counts as 4 credits toward your degree. 就学位来看，英国文学这堂课算4个学分，或者是 the aerobic course is a non-credit course. 有氧舞蹈课是没有学分的课程，或者是 Roy already has 2 credits in art history. Roy 美术史这堂课已经拿了2个学分了。继续我们看 enrichment 这个不可数名词。Enrichment 是指丰富或充实。例如 Thomas sees traveling as an enrichment of life. Thomas 视旅游为他充实生活的方式。他的动词就是 enrich, 意思是使充实或者是使丰富。例如 painting really enriched my life. It opened up a new world to me. 绘画丰富了我的人生，它为我开启了一个新的世界。
In our lesson today called Why Community College, Pauline is sharing about how her and her family decided that it was best for her daughter, Michelle, to go to a community college for her first college experience. And she's sharing about the pros of going to a community college. Why community college? Many people think that it's for senior citizens after retirement. And yes,It's true, there are many opportunities to learn things and to have enrichment in certain areas, but it's more than that. Let's continue learning about this in the next part of our lesson.
Why community college? But in America, a community college is also a perfect place to earn an associate's degree.You can also get a certificate for a career or improve your job skills. And you can transfer credits to a 4-year university. My daughter's goal is to pursue a bachelor's degree. She plans to take the necessary general education courses in community college in 2 years. Then she will transfer to a 4-year university.
It sounds like her daughter Michelle has a very interesting and good plan for her own education. Now going to the beginning of this section, but in America, a community college is also a perfect place to earn an associate's degree. And this is very true. It is a great place to earn an associate's degree, which is a word from our word bank.An associate's degree is a 2-year degree that you can earn from a college or a university.
That's right. And some associate's degrees can be very great for you for your working future or for your career. For instance, if you get an associate's degree in a healthcare field of some kind, there could be good job security. And also you have less student debt, of course. After studying for only 2 years, there is less debt to pay off.
That's right, and there are many degrees that are very popular in nursing, accounting, business, and learning many, many other things that you only need a 2-year degree for. Well, continuing on, you can also get a certificate for a career or improve your job skills. And a certificate is just an official piece of paper that says that you have this skill or ability.
Well, let's continue. And you can transfer credits to a 4-year university. That's a great reason to go to a community college, because for most community colleges, you can transfer to a 4-year university of your choice.
That's right. And that sounds like what Michelle wants to do. She says, my daughter's goal is to pursue a bachelor's degree. So Michelle wants to get a bachelor's degree, which is another word from our word bank. Now, a bachelor's degree is a 4-year degree from a college or university. So the associate's was 2 years and a bachelor's is 4.
That's right. So you have to take a lot more credits, and you usually have a major. You can have a minor as well. Usually it takes 4 years. That's the average. Sometimes it takes some people longer, depending on the program or the pace of your learning. It could also take a lot shorter time as well, like 3 years. Some people decide to go through university in 3 years, and they do a lot in those 3 years. They're really, really busy.
Yes, they are. Well, Michelle, we find out that she plans to take the necessary general education courses in community college in 2 years. So she will take the general education that she needs for a regular college, and she'll do that at a community college instead in just 2 years.
That's right. And sometimes we refer to general education courses as Gen Ed, G-E-N and then E-D, Gen Ed courses. And then she will transfer to a 4-year university. So that is the plan. Well, I think it's time for us to enjoy a little video, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 degree 这个名词。degree 在这里是指学位。课文中提到的 associate's degree 是指大专学位，也就是两年制学院毕业的准学士学位。而 bachelor's degree 是指四年制大学的学士学位。例如 one of the job requirements is an associate's degree in accounting. 这个工作的基本要求之一是要有会计方面的大专学位。所以我们看的是 certificate 这个名词。注意C 后面的 A 是发耳的音，念成 certificate。certificate 是指执照或结业证明。例如 birth certificate 是指出生证明，或者是 marriage certificate 是指结婚证书。和它相关的另外一个名词是 certification, C-E-R-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N, 意思是指认证。例如 the certification of the applicant's qualifications takes about a week. 申请者的资格认证需要一周的时间。And let's get back to our teachers now.
Today we've been talking about why community college and the education goals that we need to think about when we want to have more education, when we want to go to a college or university after high school. Now,What are your education goals? Do you have things that you want to study in the future? Gabe, what about you? Do you have education goals?
Well, see, I have so many different things in mind, things that I want to do and improve in. I've thought about going to get my MFA, Masters of Fine Arts, in theater, and maybe even getting a teaching certificate to teach something like this. But I don't have to get further education at something big like a university. I love playing drums too. My education goals is to continue learning with my drum coach or my drum instructor.
Well, there are many things that you can continue learning, and we hope that you will continue learning with us right here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time.